Welcome to the week that was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, the editor of Site Magazine. And this week on site, we reported on the death of the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, who passed away in the US at the age of 76, leaving behind a world-renowned legacy in music. As the article shows, Aretha's relationship with music goes back to her days in a Detroit church, where her father was pastor and where she was first recorded at the age of just 14. The church connection, says gospel and soul singer Candy Staton, was something that Aretha never lost, while Bill Carpenter, author of the Gospel Music Encyclopedia, describes her as one of the few artists who's universally accepted in the black church. In other stories, I spoke to US author Bruce L. Hartman about his new book, Jesus & Co., and the lessons that Jesus has for the business world. Hartman, a former corporate high flyer with companies like Foot Locker, talked about his own revelatory journey into a revitalized faith in Christ and how that led him to write the book and start a consultancy through which he now advises people in business on how a gospel-led approach to life can help them. He says that while making an ethical stand in line with Christ's teachings may result in a short-term loss, you might even get fired, it'll ultimately lead to a long-term gain. Jesus, he says, wants us to define ourselves by our self-worth, not by our net worth. And that, he says, is how you build a sustainable career. We also reported this week on how US mission trip operators are weighing up the risks and rewards that come with taking people on short-term missions, and how recent turmoil in Haiti led to a number of mission groups then in the country to hunker down and pray for safety as violence flared around them. We also ran a piece this week from Jan Egeland, Secretary General of the Norwegian Refugee Council, in which he writes of the dangers aid workers face in countries like South Sudan, where figures show that a third of the 158 major incidents of violence against aid operations took place last year. In the article, Egeland calls for governments to hold those responsible for such attacks accountable and says it's time all sides in conflicts, such as that which has been gripping South Sudan, respect the rules of war. In other news this week, in the US, a grand jury report in Pennsylvania detailed accusations that Catholic priests had sexually abused more than 1,000 children since the 1940s and that church officials had shielded the abusers. In Australia, a bill which would have opened the way for the Australian Capital Territory and the Northern Territory to introduce euthanasia laws was defeated in the Australian Senate. In Egypt, prosecutors in Cairo have charged a former monk with the murder of a Coptic bishop whose body was found inside the monastery of San Macario in late July. In Kenya, church leaders have thrown their support behind efforts to conserve a forest which has resulted in a mass eviction. And the Philippines has welcomed news that the Pentagon will be returning a set of church bells which were seized in the war between the two countries in 1901. Meanwhile, we also ran an essay from two Australian professors showing refugees were integrating well in suburban and regional Queensland, and another from a US academic looking at the infantilisation of Western culture. In our postcards column, we looked at how a cathedral in the Central African Republic is providing shelter to Muslims, and how sleep pods are appearing in cities across the globe to help people find those few elusive moments of rest. Meanwhile, this life column looks at why it's important we share our story of faith with others, while in the Strange Sights column, I found out how road safety experts in Ukraine have employed God in their efforts to stop bad driving practices. Reviews this week include one of Meredith Lake's book, The Bible in Australia, which is a fascinating look at how the Bible has shaped and continues to shape Australian culture. And in our Trendspotter column, I take a look at the idea of the gig economy. Of course, you can read all these stories and many more on the website, and don't forget to leave your comments at the bottom of the story. I also wanted to mention our reader survey and encourage you to take part. It'll only take a couple of minutes, but will provide us with valuable feedback about how you engage with Site as we plan for the future. You'll find the survey through a link in the right column of our homepage. Remember, you can keep up to date with all that's happening on site by subscribing to the Site Daily or Site Weekly emails. Just look under the subscribers category on the website for details. You can also follow us on a range of social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget that if you can help out, please consider giving a small amount each month to help us continue our work on site. And again, you can find details under the subscribers category. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.